This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. Chambre à la forme d'une cage.
The world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
Yes, Global Community here on the Hump Day crew, where we like to head over to a different country all around the world. And this week we're heading over to the Czech Republic, to the beautiful city of Prague, where we're joined by the lovely Jacek Novy. Good morning, Jacek.
Good morning for us, good evening for all people in Melbourne, in Australia.
Now, Jacek, tell us a bit about what's making news headlines in Prague at the moment.
Actually, it could be quite difficult because what we're writing about is just to do something, you know, something basic on basic side. Like, I mean, writing about the pop star and pop people around, you know, and nothing actually happening with the gay and lesbian community in Czech Republic. So
just writing about pop stars now. What kind of pop stars are they listening to in the Czech Republic? Are you listening to the same like the American ones, or have you got your own set of pop stars?
Yes, of course we do. Most of the people I think listen it just some of these I don't know, Madonna and stuff. Like around, you know, but we also have some Czech popular stars, but if I can say, they are not so good like the English or American one. And what can I say about the people who they're listening? If I see in the clubs or somewhere around, they're listening everything, but everything what is not Czech. I mean, you know, people like different music, not Czech.
Okay. have they heard of Kylie Minogue?
Kylie Minogue. Yes, we know Kylie Minogue. Of course, she's Australian. She's small, very small.
Yeah.
Actually, she's been in Czech Republic. I think half an year, or maybe more. Time is going so fast. So.
Wow. Now, tell us a bit about what's gay life like in the Czech Republic.
It's going to be better. It's going to be better because, as you know, we've been in communistic time and we had lots of trouble with gay people. You actually still have a problem to be gay in Czech Republic. I don't mean like be a gay, you know. For example, in England, it's no problem to see two couples together, hanging together, you know, and walking stuff. But people in Czech Republic, they are still a little bit not open for these things, you know. So it's my view of this, you know.
Okay, what are some of the current trends going on in the Czech Republic? What are the, you know, the crazes or the fashions?
You mean some trends, what are there? Actually, we have a trend which is coming from America, trends which is coming from France, actually. People like to wearing nice stuff, but I can see some people like wearing, you know, special clothes, like be openly gay. Did I say right?
Yes, no, you did. Are you saying that a lot of people are a lot more expressive in what they wear now?
Yes.
And are things like, big things that are popular in Australia at the moment, things like Facebook and Twitter, is everyone using them in the Czech Republic as well?
Not so many people know Twitter, but Facebook is... 3-4 months starting to be very famous there. Actually, I had a Facebook profile for more than 1 year, but I didn't use it because not so many people use it here in Czech Republic, and we just start now to translating stuff, you know, and make the Facebook in the Czech language. So lots of people just got to be crazy and started using Facebook.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Jacek.
About myself?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
What do you do over there in the Czech Republic? Are you in the music industry or?
Both of them. Actually, I'm just a normal young guy which is enjoying life. But if I can come back for the first question, life, gay life in my country, I moved from a small village called Ostrava, which is 400 kilometers from Prague, and I moved because the people wasn't such a friendly for gay community. You know, I think it's going to be better, but. That's why I'm actually moved to Prague, because Prague is more open for gays. And life in Prague, I mean, gay life, it's much better, so I can express myself.
Well, Jacek, thank you very much for joining us this morning and letting us know a lot about Prague and Czech Republic gay culture. It's been very informative, and I'm glad you've moved away from a city to a more gay-friendly and a more warm environment. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Was my pleasure, and thank you very much for calling me.
That was Jacek Novik from the Czech Republic. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.